David Wax Museum doing Blood Jump from their Guest House album here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliette Frumholt, and now we're going to talk about something fun, something nerdy. Got a returning guest here in the studio. Previously, he's been here representing his band, Red Hot Rebellion, but today he comes to us as a podcast writer, producer, scorer, a podcast maker, podcast guy. I want to welcome Jim Tramontana to the studio. Welcome back. It's been a little while.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to see you. Nice to be here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. It's great to have you back. And I have been hearing little inklings from you on the social medias for a while about this project, and now it is out there in the world. It's blowing up. You bring joy to my Instagram feed.
Yes,
on a regular basis.
Awesome.
The podcast is called Ace Tucker Space Trucker. Mm-hmm. How did this all get started?
Well, oddly enough, it starts like any good thing starts, over a couple of drinks at a bar. Actually, I was at a comic convention, as we were talking off air about how I'm also a comic writer as well as a musician with the band Red Hot Rebellion here in Dayton. We were at a comic convention in Columbus one day and started brainstorming about how there's no, like, all good trucker movies always had a chimpanzee sidekick, and somehow a couple drinks later it turned into talking about how Elvis Presley wasn't really dead. He was in outer space. And then it went a couple drinks more. And then, like, we should just do a story like this and make it into a comic book. And that never went anywhere. So I decided to make a novel about Ace Tucker Space Trucker, who is a man who was raised in outer space by a cyborg Russian chimpanzee who must help Elvis Presley save the universe from an evil alien who wants to destroy it. And there's time travel, and there's space trucks, and there's a foul-mouthed basset hound in it. And it's just a lot of fun. And now it's out in the world, and people seem to dig it. So here it is.
So here it is. So tell me, at what point did you decide to go from... So it went from comic book to novel.
Mm-hmm.
And then at what point did you decide to go from novel to podcast, and why podcast?
That's a very good question. So, yeah, the whole reason it went to a novel in the first place is because I was having a hard time finding collaborators. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to write this story out. I've always wanted to write a novel. I've written many comics. I've written a lot of short stories. I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to do it. I'm going to write this novel. So I did it, and it came out really, really well. And then I started looking for a publisher. So I was trying to find an agent and go through the traditional publishing route. And I kept hearing the same thing. This is really cool, but you need a platform. You need a social media internet platform to kind of get your story out there. And everyone's on YouTube and everyone's on Twitter. And I'm a big fan of podcasts. And I'm also, you know, a recording engineer. And I also do music. And I also kind of do a little voice acting on the side. I've done commercials. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe I could try this, do it as an old timey radio play where I do all the characters, all the voices, do the scoring, use my band's music, kind of plug stuff, plug my friends' bands. So I did an episode of it. I cut it down, like the first couple chapters. Cut it into an episode. It came out really well. I shared it with some people, and they're like, dude, you have to make this. So that's how it happened. I cut the novel into 17 episodes, and now it's out into the world, and it's trucking along.
Now, you're doing essentially everything for this podcast.
Yeah.
And you know, as many longtime listeners of the show know, you know, we did Zombie High School here at YSO, and I was heavily involved in that. A fictional podcast, mm-hmm. same kind of thing, serialized. And as I am fond of saying, because it's really true, I mean, it took a village. Like, the whole village of Yellow Springs was involved in bringing that to life.
Mm-hmm.
How do you sort of balance out all of these different hats that you're wearing, from actor to writer to recording engineer / producer, and stay kind of objective with your own story,
right,
and your own work,
yeah,
and not burn yourself out?
Well, it's tough. I mean, it took me a year to write the novel, and it took me about, I don't know, a couple weeks to cut it into, like, written in separate episodes. And since, I mean, I know Pro Tools, I know how to score, I decided that if I just do it one at a time, you know, do one thing at a time. So I get my script, I go through, I run through like all the narrator's lines, I do all of Ace Tucker's lines, and then I go through each character and do them individually and kind of paste them all together. But it generally takes me anywhere from 10 to 20 hours per episode. So, you know, it's a lot of time, but it's super fun. And I've gotten quicker, and I've kind of honed the process down over time. Like at first it was taking me like, you know, a full week to do an episode. Mm-hmm. Now I did one episode, I recorded everything in one day, one afternoon, and then the whole next day edited it all together. But I do it in like waves, I'll take lots of breaks and do a little here and here and there. But as far as staying objective, it's kind of like with my music. If I think it's cool, it's like, that's good enough. I got to keep going because there's so much to do. So,
right.
So it's kind of freeing that way. And, you know, my acting isn't great, you know, and the impersonations aren't great, but I think that adds to the fun of it because I'm not taking it too seriously. So it's good, and it's good enough. And then I let my wife listen to it, and she's like, this is too loud. This is kind of funny. Can't hear this. And then she's like, she's my executive producer, and she's like, yeah, it's good. And then it goes out.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's been going out as a weekly podcast, launched in June. Episode 13 just came out Monday. And yeah, it's doing good, I think. I don't know.
I mean, it seems to me, just from what I've seen, the reactions on social media and I mean, so that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
By the way,
is
you know, just like we talk about, we've talked about with your bands, and I talk about quite often with the bands I have in the studio. It's not just making the piece of art.
Yeah,
you know?
That's where it starts. Yeah.
Then there are all of the other things. But it seems like, although it is work, given mm-hmm. the frequency at which, you know, you're posting things and keeping that sort of flow of content going, it seems awfully fun.
Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't fun, I wouldn't do it. And that's kind of like the crux of it. This is kind of the confluence of all my skills and interests in one, you know, with the music, with the acting, with the writing, with the sound design, with scoring. I've done some scoring for video games here and there. You know, I license music for TV, so I know like how bed music is supposed to work and how like an up vocal is supposed to work and different things like that. It's super fun. And then when it's not, I take a break, you know, and then I start freaking out again. I'm like, I have so much to do. and then it's just when I get in the groove, I'm like, yeah, this is fun. And, you know, sometimes I have to force myself to take a break. As far as like the social media aspect of it, that sometimes can be kind of a drag, you know, because you're sitting in front of a computer all day, you know, trying to get the word out there, and you don't want to be too annoying, but you want people to know, you know.
You want to be just annoying enough.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, and I'm trying different things. I'm starting to dabble in like some, you know, with Facebook ads and Google ads to try to like drive more traffic to kind of get it, because there's a lot of word of mouth with podcasts, you know, so, and that helps. And I've done different, like what we're doing now, I'm talking about it with my good friend, and, you know, just trying to get more exposure to the thing, because I think it's neat, and other people like it, and I think more people could like it. So maybe listen to it. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, going back to the story, mm-hmm. when you decided, okay, taking this novel, making it a podcast, what were the challenges of translating something from the written word, a story that existed in as printed word, mm-hmm. so to speak, and translating that into audio? Because without getting too like audio producer nerd here, I know those challenges, and they are challenges, and it's a whole different it's a mind shift, really. Yeah. How did you tackle that with your story?
Kind of trial and error. So at first, you know, I went, most of the like dialogue is ripped straight out of the novel. But as far as like descriptions, I mean, you could have like a whole page describing a scene that when I translate it into the podcast, into the audio play, maybe it will only take like 30 seconds or less. But and then so you think about what can a character say that could convey something? What could important. I use a narrator sparingly when I have to, and also sound effects and sound design. So I'm layering sound effects. I'm panning things. There's up, you know, volume going up and down. There's different effects, you know, so it's creating kind of like a three-dimensional space and just left and right by, you know, panning it left and right, up and down, equalization, you know, general sound and engineering tricks. But yeah, I kind of consider it's like painting with sound. So you're setting the scene, you know, I'm using sound effects and dropping it, then bringing up mood music and then shifting the music. And then it's all trial and error, though. So if it feels right and I think it flows, then it stays. And then that's how it goes. But yeah.
What's been the most surprising part of this whole process for you?
I guess, like, how much you can convey just with sound effects. I mean, dialogue is one thing, description is one thing, but you can, instead of having to describe like an intense fight scene, I could just use silly karate sound effects and like really kind of convey like how intense like a certain like action sequence can be. So, I mean, I've always been a fan of that kind of stuff. Like when I was a kid, I had tapes that my friend gave me of old Flash Gordon and the Shadow radio play stuff. So I've always been a fan of that. And then I had these, record albums that came with comic books, Spider-Man and Batman that were kind of like radio plays that came with a comic book, which I think always stuck in the back of my mind. And that's kind of how that kind of pigeonholed me into this, because I was a comic book writer and then I like radio plays. So it kind of all came full circle, coming back around to the band circle
exactly.
from earlier to be something that, you know, kind of exists on its own. So yeah, and it's taken a life of its own. I mean, it's very different than the novel, but not too much, but it's a whole different animal, you know, like the main character, Ace Tucker, in my head sounded different than until I spoke as him. So like I kind of had him pictured as kind of like a Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds type, maybe a Captain Mal from Firefly. But then when I got to recording him, none of those voices sounded right. So he kind of sounds like Keanu Reeves a little.
Nice.
But like, so he's kind of like a surfer dude. And he's like, you know, I don't know what's going on here. Why is everything so screwed up? You know, and it's...
So like slightly Bill and Ted-esque.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's taken, these characters have taken on a life of their own, even though it's me doing it. They're totally, I consider them living, breathing beings,
yeah.
Which is crazy to me. But like, I actually care about them and I care about their well-being and I do awful things to them because that's what writers do, awful things to their characters. But I don't know. Did that answer your question? I feel like I went around a big tree.
No. It definitely did. Well, so that brings me to another question. So when you have completed the novel, do these adventures then continue for these characters?
Yes. So the plan is there's 17 episodes in the first season, which will take through the entirety of the novel. And then season two, which I'm brainstorming and writing now, it's still going to be episodic. It's still going to be serialized, but I think I'm going to shift it more toward, this is one giant story that goes episode. So if you miss one, I always do a last time on Ace Tucker Space Trucker, and it gives you a little vignette of what happened. The second season, I think I'm going to treat more like Star Trek, where they're out, you know, like each episode could stand on its own, but there will be an overarching story tying it all together throughout the season. But there'll be like different little adventures here and there. I'm not going to, no spoilers, but Ace starts out in one place and ends up in a much different place at the end of the story. So it'll be like the continuation of this new place where he's at that we'll continue the adventures, and I have some crazy ideas in mind, but I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be easier maybe, or harder. I don't know.
it could honestly be both.
Yes. Yeah.
Quite frankly, because
so
you will
advise
have done
me.
A season. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, on the one hand you will have done a season, so you'll have all this experience and especially you'll have your process under your belt, but it's a new story.
Yeah.
It's a new style.
Yeah.
You won't have enough.
I'd written
to go
this
on.
Over 2 years.
Right.
You know, it's like 2 years of work writing this. And now I'm just like, yeah, I'll just write an episode. And then I don't know. It may have to change from a weekly to like a bi-weekly or maybe a monthly. I don't know. Once the season culminates after the 17th episode, I'm going to do a bloopers and outtakes episode, which I think will be funny. And then I use music from my bands, my friends' bands. So I'm going to do an all music show, which I'm going to do a little story, and that might be my test, because I'm going to treat it like a radio show, like that they're listening to a radio show, and it just happens to be
cool.
All like tell a little story, but mostly play music. So after that's done, then I'm going to really buckle down and start writing the episodes. So there'll be a couple, maybe a month break or so, but yeah, I'll let you know.
To be determined.
Yes, exactly. So it's all fly by the seat of my pants. I really have no idea what I'm doing. This is my first podcast. I'm figuring it out as I go along. And it seems to be working, and I'm having fun, so why not, right?
You know, I have to say, for saying, see, I don't believe you that you have no idea what you're doing, because you do. You've just never done it in this form.
Right, yeah.
You know?
I guess that's true.
Because you're bringing together all of these skills. It's just a different end product, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been around recording studios since I was 16. You know, I just taught myself Pro Tools about 5 years ago, maybe-ish. But I dabbled in other, like, digital audio workstations. But, yeah, I'm getting way better each time I do stuff. Finding tricks, tips, you know. That certainly
improves the process, makes it go a lot faster. Mm-hmm. The more tricks you learn program of choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in addition to Ace Tucker, Space Trucker, give us a little rundown of what Red Hot Rebellion's up to as well.
Red Hot Rebellion, the second best band in the galaxy. We just released 3 singles on iTunes, one of which is called Riker's Beard, which is a Star Trek themed rock song.
Which I'm so happy about this.
Yes, I wrote it for you, basically. It's all about Riker and Deanna Troi's love. Dirty, dirty love. So, yeah, those 3 songs are out on iTunes now. We are playing Bogart's in Cincinnati this Friday with the Coffin Cats, which will be an awesome show. We gig about, once or twice a month right now, because our drummer also plays with the Loveless, and they tour a bunch. And, I'm doing Ace Tucker, which takes up a lot of time. So, but we're doing comic conventions here and there, we're always around at different conventions. So we are planning, maybe I'm going to put, since I'm saying it on the radio, Doug, we're going to do it. We're going to do a Star Trek themed album under the moniker Red Shirt Rebellion, where they're all going to be about Star Trek, and we're going to play Star Trek conventions, hopefully, and Star Trek cruises. So Shatner, get in touch with me. It'll be awesome.
And I'm holding you to the, sort of kaleidoscope agreement of you've said it on the radio.
Yes.
So now I'm going to hassle you about it every time I see you until it happens.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that is exciting stuff. So if folks want to start listening to the podcast, obviously iTunes/Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Where else can they find it
Probably
and connect with you?
The easiest way is acetuckerspacetrucker.com. You can listen to all the current episodes from start to finish. I suggest starting at episode 1 and listening all the way through. But if you like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do whatever you want. But it's also on iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and Player FM, all the your regular podcasty places. I'm also on Instagram under Solid Jim, J-I-M, Twitter, Facebook, all those crazy, crazy places. Where else? Oh, I'm doing a speaking engagement at Wright State in September. That's fun.
For their comic book club?
Yeah, the Wright State Comic Book League. So yeah, I'm going to do a little dog and pony show about my quote-unquote career in comic book writing, which is very, I've written a bunch of comics, but, I wouldn't call it really a career, but... Who knows? And then we're also going to do a screening or a listening party of the first episode of Ace Tucker Space Trucker. So if you want to come on out to that, that is on September 7th at Ullman Hall at Wright State at 6 p.m. Beyond that, I'm all over the interwebs. So you could come and say hi, but acetuckerspacetrucker.com.
And we've got a link up to the website and the Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Check out Ace Tucker Space Trucker. It is quite the fun podcast. For me, listening to fiction podcasts is like my great mental checkout. It's really fun to sort of, check out of the world and listen to a great fun story, and I would definitely consider this a great fun story.
Yay. So it's got the Juliet seal of approval.
Indeed. We've got all the links up on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Jim, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. See you next time.
Thanks.